Take three.
Yes, I was going to say our new co-host of the morning show, Larry Kutlikoff, joining us again. Larry.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can get a little bit better without an echo, because I know that can be very distracting. You've written the book, Get What's Yours, The Revised Secrets of Maxing Out Your Social Security. Why is there a need for Why is there a need for a book of something like this? Wouldn't the pamphlet or some SSA.gov site give us some information that we need?
Well, the last place you want to go to ask the questions about Social Security is Social Security. We wrote a book that came out February a year ago called Get What's Yours, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security, my co-authors and I. It became a number one New York Times bestseller. The reason is that there's more than 2,728 rules in the Social Security Handbook, hundreds of thousands of rules about those rules. There's 9 different Social Security benefits that you might be able to get. You have to understand the value of being patient to collect much higher benefits if you wait. You have to understand what benefits are available to you. You have to understand all the gotchas. You have to understand how to strategically time what you take. And all those rules, to many extent, well, not to all of them, but many of them were changed in November when the Congress and the President changed the Social Security law. So we had to write a revised version of the book, and it came out just a couple weeks ago. And that's why it's called Get What's Yours, The Revised Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security. And the main point of the book is that there are still enormous gains from maximizing your Social Security benefits, from thinking very carefully about what you're doing and making sure that you know enough to go into Social Security and tell them exactly what to do. You do not want to ask Social Security any questions, because half the time, at least, they will be giving you the wrong answer, an incomplete answer, or a partial answer. And you know, some of the things they're doing is just horrific with people, costing them tens of thousands of dollars. So the book plus a website that I can offer up here, which is my company. I'm a BU economics professor, and on the side I have a company, and we have a software program called MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com. And reading the book, getting an overview, you can get the bookstore at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and running the software, MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com. Those two things together will give you very precise guidance for what to do, what to tell Social Security to do. You don't want, again, don't ask them any questions. Just tell them what to do, and you'll be in good shape. So anyway, let me take a breath of air here and let you.
Larry, I'd like to ask a question if we could.
Sure.
Just curious. I mean, because we're short on time, but I want to get some points. One of the key things you talk about is don't taking your Social Security as early as you're eligible. Right? There's a big difference and a big gain if you wait how many years?
Well, if you wait from 62 to 70, your retirement benefit will start at a 76% higher value adjusted for inflation. And not only will you get a higher benefit for the rest of your life starting from age 70, and you could live to 100, but if you are a higher earner than your spouse or your ex-spouse to whom you were married for 10 or more years, you'll get them higher widow and divorce widow benefits for the rest of their lives after you pass away. So being very careful about when you take your retirement benefit is critical. But not everybody should wait, because there are people that need to take the benefits early in order to get benefits going for their spouse and their young children, their child benefits, disabled child benefits, and it can get pretty complicated. You know, there are cases where you and your wife and your child have to do 10 different things. I think we're short on time, I would otherwise walk you through some examples of where Social Security maximization comes to play and can mean hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, Larry, the idea here that the government is trying to keep this thing solvent, so they've layered it with so many rules and regulations?
I think it's partly that, but this has been going on for decades, and Social Security is certainly broke, and we debate that in the back of the book. But but I think it's also just a bureaucrat's paradise. These people have are wringing their hands in delight over making things impossible to understand for the public. I mean, this is the New Zealand has a social security system that consists of one law, one rule. You reach 65, you get a check. It's the same check for everybody. We've got the most monstrously complex system that any set of humans could ever construct. It's just unbelievable. That's why you need a book to understand it. That's why our book became a bestseller, the first version. So, this is Washington as usual. One of the things I wanted to mention this morning, since this is a kind of a special day for me, is that I'm you and your listeners go to Kotlikoff2016.com, you'll see that we now have a third choice for president, and he's not a politician, and I'm talking about myself. I've decided to launch a writing campaign. I've written a book, about 140-page book, to lay out exactly what issues I'm going to be, where I stand on the issues, actually explain what's going on, describe the truth of our economic situation, which is really very desperate in a lot of ways, and then also talk about the foreign policy and national security issues that our politicians are ducking, and especially with respect to North Korea developing. They've already developed miniaturized nuclear bombs that they can put on top of missiles, but they're now developing those missiles that can hit anywhere in the country, and we're just sitting back and watching it. So I think we need to have real leadership. This is, with North Korea, it's something akin to the Cuban Missile Crisis. I'm old enough to remember that one. You guys probably aren't. But this is very similar in terms of what's going on. So we have to put a firm line in the sand, just like President Kennedy did, and say, this is it, no more, you can't do it. You put up a missile to launch, it'll be blasted out of the ground so before it heads anywhere. But on every issue, Social Security, banking, health care, the tax system, we're having non-discussions at the presidential level. The debate is juvenile. It's misinformed. It's not something the public deserves, and it's not something our children are going to appreciate. That's really endangering our children not to fix these problems when you've got a country that's fiscally broke and you don't address it. You're just leaving bigger and bigger bills every day to your kids. So anyway, that's the website is Kotlikoff2016.com. You can download the book, and you can write me in. And if you can forward the book to all your friends and relatives, that would be great.
Got it. Yep, and got a chance to kind of taking the things that you were putting in a book and thinking, well, maybe I can get to Washington and maybe straighten out some of this that you've kind of looked at throughout the years. Laurie, I want to thank you for your time this morning and your patience with us getting our phone system a little bit worked up a little bit better. Laurie Kotlikoff.
Yeah, let's talk some more. Take a look at the book. Give me a call back. We'll do this some more. We can talk about there's so many specific issues to discuss.
Right. You even talk about in there, there's a time where maybe you want to get married or divorced and how that affects Social Security. So there's a lot of different situations.
Oh, yeah, there's a big payoff under the new law to get divorced.
That's crazy.
just at the right time and pick up like $120,000 if you're a higher income couple.
Again, the book is called Get What's Yours. It's the revised secrets to maxing out your Social Security. And again, our guest this morning has been Laurie Kotlikoff, who's now going to ask for your vote as a write-in candidate for the 2016 presidential election. Thanks to Laurie for your time this morning. Appreciate it.